Today's gospel comes from the fourth chapter of Matthew. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him up to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will but fall down and worship me." But Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So I was thinking about that, you know, that image of a circle, you know. And this is a circle. This is something here filled with water. We remember our baptism. In the end of this gospel, Jesus says, "Go. Go tell everybody in the world what I just told the kids, your beloved." That's the scene right before this scene of temptation that I just read about. Right before it is Jesus being baptized. And he gets baptized and a voice comes from heaven and says, when he's coming out of the water, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." And it turns out baptism is for us as well. That's what Jesus kept telling us again and again. I am here. My name is Jesus, which is Emmanuel, God with us. I am here with you. I've brought God's grace and mercy and love right here. And you can remember it with this wonderful bath. Remind yourselves every day. And in fact, that takes us to that Paul reading. And Jason Biasi, this is what he says about that Paul reading. If you're wondering what Paul was saying there, he bottom lines it here, so I'm bottom lining it for you. Christian theology is often spoken of as though Adam's disaster were universal and Christ's grace repairs things only somewhat. Hogwash, Paul says. Sin and brokenness are meager. Our rebellion against God is only temporary, partially successful, and pathetic rather than victorious. Christ's grace is wider reaching, deeper impacting, and more expansive in its effects by far. That's what that guy says. That's what Paul says. That's what Jesus is getting at. We've created this circle. This circle in the middle of the world where those big marbles come and knock us out all the time. That's called temptation and trial. Jesus experienced the same thing. I just read about it. That's what it says. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And then he had this conversation with the tempter, the Satan, the adversary. That's what this person is named in Greek, the adversary. The things that get in the way. Possessions, power, pride, all of those things. That's what's talked about here. And Jesus responds, "It's about God. It's about God. I'm centered in God. That is sufficient." And Jesus even says, that's the trump card. Now, you know what a trump card is? And I don't mean President Trump, because depending on what you think about President Trump, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about cards like marbles, like Pinochle. In Pinochle, if you have the ace of trump, that ace of hearts, let's say, that's the best card you can. There is nothing, if you play that card, the ace of hearts, the ace of trump, always will win. Always will win. That's what Jesus is telling us. This grace that I'm bringing you frees you. And when you've been knocked out of that circle, come. Come. Follow me. Follow me back in. My grace is sufficient for you. In our lives, this story that we just read from Jesus, I think, is our story as well. Eric was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Substitute your name. We get led to places, and there are moments. And we either succeed or we don't. But the good news is verse 11. Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. What that means to me is that grace is God's trump card for our freedom. And that when we don't quite get there, or when that temptation takes us out of the circle, because we know Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, we have hope, hope beyond our last breath. And we can get pulled back in again and again and again. Another person, in thinking about this is what she said. And this is a person who comes later to Christianity. She said, the difference between my life now and 20 years ago, before I knew any of these crazy readings, is that I've been baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so I've already died to my mortal being and been raised with Christ. Because of his saving action on the cross, I don't need to be afraid when I succumb to temptation. I can simply begin again in Lent and any time. And then she ties it to baptism. When you fall into sin, we are asked at baptism, will you repent and return to the Lord? I will, goes the reply, with God's help. I need God's help every single day, she says. That's why this reading matters. It's for us. Jesus is for us. Grace is for us. Freedom for us. We're bound by freedom. And that's hard to do. Some of us went to Living Stones, which is our prison ministry that we support out at the Washington Correction Center. Pastor Norm is the pastor out there, and he was gone, so I went and preached. And I preached on this text to prisoners who aren't free in the way that we're free right now. But I did tell them the same thing I just told you. This text is for us. We go into these places, and however it turns out, in the end, there are angels that minister to us. That's grace. And I said, today, myself and the 8 other people that came with me from St. Mark, we're those angels for you. We're bringing grace from outside to here, so that you can remember that and be centered in baptism and be centered in the meal and be centered in the word that's proclaimed and the scripture that's read. That's the gospel. And that's the challenge in our freedom as well, because it's easy to forget. It's so easy to forget. Those marbles seem to knock us askew so easily. So I like coming here. And that's why I said to the kids for the church, I'm glad the kids are here too, to remember that, to know that they are beloved, that so they can know Jesus and know God's love. And sometimes we need real things. So I have something. This purple, this is called an alb, the white thing I'm wearing. This is called a stole. You know, and Pastor Beth and I, wear different ones. I've never worn this till today. And there's a set of a thing called a chasuble. Now, I have had this for over 20 years, and I've never worn it until today. But, you know, some days the marbles are more than you can handle, so you need to, you know, find that quilt to wrap in. Now, part of the reason, just to be frank and honest, is I don't wear this thing because it makes me warm. Now, why do I put this on? Because for me, coming to church centers me. And it reminds me of 1996, 1997, when I was an intern in First Evangelical Lutheran Church of Palo Alto. And Pastor Kemp Sagerhammer was my supervisor. And in that place, I learned that there is a circle that we're always drawn back to. That God is always calling us through Jesus, through love from your neighbor, through invitation to come to this circle and remember to be washed with songs of love and grace and mercy and prayers that you hear and maybe silent moments and a morsel that we partake of and a reminder of that we're wet people, wet with grace, and maybe a piece of scripture that, oh, startles you and surprises you and brings you back. So I wear this today to remember that. And I hope as we continue to worship for the rest of this time, that you find that place that really centers you. Remember your baptism. That's for you. That's grace for you and for the world. Remember when we take and drink and eat. That's for you. That's God's grace. And when we sing and we laugh and we're silent and we're sad here in this place, it's for us. This is our angelic moment. God's grace, God's trump card for us right now. That is good news. Amen.